This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki to address the nation today. President Ramchandra Paudel issues ordinance to amend the Voters List Act 2073, path open for new voter registration. Narayangarh Mungling Road section completely blocked. Road Division Office Bharatpur urges travellers to use alternative routes as clearance will take time. And Karnataka High Court dismisses ex-corp's plea against Sahayog portal, saying social media needs to be regulated. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki is scheduled to address the nation today evening. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, a cabinet meeting will be held at 4 p.m. today, which follows Prime Minister Karki's address to the nation at 6 p.m. This will be her first address to the nation after she assumed office as the head of the interim government backed by Zinzi people. On September 12, former Chief Justice Karki was appointed the Prime Minister following in light of Gen Z protest occurred on September 8 and 9. The interim government led by Karki had dissolved the House of Representatives and announced elections on March 5 next year. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel and Prime Minister Sushila Karki have held a meeting at the President's residence Sheetal Nivas yesterday. President's secretariat said during the meeting they discussed about current politics, the upcoming House of Representatives election on the 5th of March in 2026, and the security situation. President Ramchandra Paudel has issued an ordinance to amend the Voters List Act 2073-BS. According to spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Koirala from the Office of the President, the ordinance was issued yesterday on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. The ordinance aims to amend Section 4 of the Voters List Act, which currently halts voter registration once the election date is announced. The amendment will allow new voters to register even after the announcement of the election date. Spokesperson of the Election Commission, Narayan Prasad Bhattrai, said the commission plans to begin voter registration before Dussehra with a timeline that will not affect the official election schedule, providing about a month and a half for the process. The commission has also announced that citizens turning 18 by the 4th of March in 2026 will be eligible to vote in the elections scheduled for the 5th of March. Currently, the number of citizens aged 18 and above stands at 18.1 million. Works have begun to remove landslide debris at the Tuin Khola section along the Narayangarh Mungling Road following a major landslide that occurred on Tuesday afternoon at around 4:30 p.m. According to the latest information shared by the Chief of the Division Road Office in Bharatpur, Narayan Lamichane, the debris removal efforts are being carried out with the help of two loaders, one excavator and one vacuole. An additional excavator has been requested from Damoli to support the ongoing work. 2 days have been estimated to restore the route. A 160-meter stretch of road is blocked by a landslide with warnings of further slides. Traffic came to a halt with a major slide on Tuesday, leaving trucks stranded and buses rerouted. Meanwhile, the Division Office Chitwan has urged travellers to use alternative routes for Narayangarh Mungling Road section. Light vehicles can now travel from Jutpani to Malekhu of Thading via Saktikhor and Mayatar, and from Hetauda to Daksinkali via Bhaise, Kulekhani and Sisneri. Large vehicles from the east can reach Kathmandu via the Kanti Lokpath route through Hetauda and Gingan, exiting at Sadobato Lalitpur. Both large and small vehicles can travel to Pokhara via Butwal, with the Kali Gandaki corridor open for small vehicles. Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal has said that there is no possibility of abolishing the provincial structure. Speaking at Biratnagar Airport, Finance Minister Khanal clarified that the government is operating within the constitution and has no intention of scrapping the provinces. In response to a question, Minister Khanal said there has been no discussion about banning the 1,000 rupees and 500 rupee denomination notes in the present situation. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising yesterday and discussed the implementation status of projects being constructed with U.S. assistance in Nepal. During the meeting, Nepal-U.S. cooperation and the reconstruction of public structures damaged during the Gen Z protest in Nepal. On the occasion, Ambassador Thompson committed to continuing U.S. assistance to Nepal. Meanwhile, China's ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, also paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising yesterday, who also takes charge of the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport and of the Urban Development. During the meeting held at Singha Darbar-based Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, the discussion focused on Nepal-China road and power connectivity, progress on Chinese construction projects, energy sector cooperation and Chinese investments in Nepal. Nepal's permanent representative to the UN, Lok Bahadur Thapa, is representing the country at the 80th UN General Assembly in New York as a high-level delegation was not possible due to the domestic situation. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs also discussed streamlining visit visas amid growing concerns. The UNGA panel discussions begin on 23rd of September at UN headquarters. The Ministry of Health and Population, one of the worst-hit public institutions during the Gen Z protest, has informed that it revived all of its mechanisms. Issuing a press release yesterday, Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki said all functional setups of the Ministry were restored in order to further strengthen transparency and accountability in the delivery of health services. Similarly, the ministry has urged one and all to call at a hotline number in case they face obstacles in seeking service from the ministry and its subordinate bodies. For this, it managed the hotline number 1115 Viber and WhatsApp number 9851330592 and email info@mohp.gov.np. Likewise, one can make a phone call at spokesperson's number 9851255838 and at information officer's number 9851363756 if any problem surfaces. Spokesperson Budathoki mentioned the ministry has been working from Nepal Health Research Council after its buildings was completely damaged during Gen Z protest. The Department of Immigration has decided to keep the tourist visa and agency units open during the Dussehra public holidays except for the day of Tika. Department's Immigration Officer Sivakumar Adhikari published a notice informing that the services will be operated on all days except the main day during the public holidays of Bada Dussehra festival. The department has stated that the services provided by the tourist visa and agency units will be operated from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. during the public holidays from September 29 to October 3. However, the services will be closed down on the Dasami, that is on the 2nd of October. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The Karnataka High Court has dismissed ex-Corp's petition challenging the Union Government Sahyog Portal. The portal run by the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre issues takedown orders for objectionable online content under Section 79 of the IT Act. Justice M. Nagaprasanna ruled that social media cannot exert in anarchic freedom, stressing that freedom of speech in India is subject to reasonable restrictions and that only citizens, not foreign corporations, can invoke Article 19 protections. The centre argued that safe harbour exemptions for intermediaries are not absolute and noted that X is the only platform refusing to comply with Sahyog. Calling the portal an instrument of public good, the court rejected X-Corp's claims of censorship and confirmed that regulation of online platform is both lawful and necessary. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country today. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at a few places of the hilly regions of Lumbini and Karnali province, including one or two places of the rest of the parts of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki to address the nation today. President Ramchandra Podel issues ordinance to amend the Voters List Act 2073, path open for new voter registration. Narayangarh Mughling Road section completely blocked. Road Division Office Bharatpur urges travellers to use alternative routes as clearance will take time. And Karnataka High Court dismisses ex-Quartz plea against Sahyog portal saying social media needs to be regulated. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.